are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. How's everyone doing? Well, I'm here in Jamaica, so everything be Irie, my friends. I'm here at Round Hill with my friend Vanessa Noel, Mike Tom, and Keith is here, and we're all just chilling, having a good time, getting ready for New Year's. 2013 is literally just around the corner. What are you all doing for New Year's? Tweet me at Max Tucci because I want to know. I miss you all. I feel like just because I'm on vacation, I was like, should I do the show? Should I not do the show? And then I'm like, hello, I have to do my show because all my wonderful listeners are all tuning in tonight. Well, everyone, tonight's a great night here on Max and Friends because we have who I think will be the next Miss America. You know, January 12th is the big Miss America show. So I hope you're all tuning in. Miss New York, Mallory, is here tonight, and she's going to join us shortly and tell us what's going on in her life and tell us why America should choose her to be Miss America, Miss New York. So she'll be here in just a little bit. But, you know, I've got to tell you all, I went to church today here in Jamaica. I was like the only white person there, which I thought was the coolest thing. And I was sitting there with Miss Nora, and we were just having a good old time in church. And it was so good because the message was, and we're going to get a little church here for a minute, but I feel like I have to go that way with you sometimes, people. But the question is there something in your life that you work so hard for? You know, Mallory's working so hard to be Miss America. But what is it that you guys have worked so hard for? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. Because the question is, if you got what you work so hard for, okay, would you be willing to give it up if something bigger were to happen to you, if you gave it up? So I say always dream bigger. So for instance, you know, let's say I get my cooking show that I've been working so hard on, and all of a sudden I get a call from one of the producers, and they say, listen, Max, we're dropping the show. And I'm so devastated about it. And you know what? You just in life got to let it go. And then all of a sudden, I get another phone call from a network that says, you know what? The show that was airing on PBS, we're going to pick up for ABC. You know, so it's like, think about it, people. Just sometimes be still and know that what you worked for and what you're working for, and if it were taken away, would you be able to let it go if something bigger were coming your way? Because I believe 2013, big things are going to come around for a lot of people. You know, it's that year. We are in the age of Aquarius. It happened the day that the world was supposed to end on the 21st. But indeed, we have entered the age of Aquarius. So you know what they say, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, there'll be peace and love throughout the universe. Peace and love are what we need, and purity, I believe, is another thing that we need. We need to come to a point in time where we just need to be pure with ourselves, real with ourselves, authentic with ourselves, so that abundance and greatness can come our way. Amen? So we just went to church here on Max and Friends. But you know what? I want to let you know that I think Mallory from Miss New York, she is going to be Miss America. I really believe so. This is a girl that's really, she's got an interesting story. We all have stories, and that's why I love having guests like Mallory on Max and Friends, because here's a girl that is now Miss New York and is competing to be Miss America. She's going to inspire you tonight here on Max and Friends, but I want to do a quick flashback, because if we go back to, I think it's 1984, right, Ronan, 1984? If we go back to 1984, there was someone crowned Miss America. And what we've got here is the recording that I think we're going to hear on January 12th, these words being said. Hit it, Ronan. And when we're back, Mallory, Miss New York, is going to be joining us on Max and Friends.
The first runner-up and winner of a $15,000 scholarship is Suzette Charles, Miss New Jersey. six of the brightest and loveliest young women in America are standing on our stage. One of them will be the new Miss America and the winner of a $25,000 scholarship. And our new Miss America is Vanessa Williams, Miss New York.
Radio. That was a flashback to 1984. Miss America was Miss New York. And we've got Miss New York 2012 joining us tonight. Mallory Hagan, welcome to Max and Friends. Pull up your mic.
Hi.
How cool was that?
That was awesome. And I hope you're right. I hope that's exactly what we hear.
Well, you know, this is what I believe, Mallory, and I want to welcome you to Max and Friends, first of all. But I believe in the word. You know, if we get biblical about things, the Bible says that in the beginning was the word. So we got to speak things. You know, God said, let there be light. He didn't think it. So I say, let Mallory be Miss America. How does that sound?
That sounds great to me. I say, let me be Miss America, too.
All right. Well, let's rock and roll. Now, you've been a part of the Miss America organization for about 10 years. Why have you stayed involved for so long?
I've actually been involved in the Miss America organization for so long because a lot of people don't realize that Miss America is actually scholarship-based. So when I began competing, it was a lot of fun, and it still is, but I kind of got hooked on the fact that I was, you know, finding a way to pay for my education. I didn't really grow up with parents who had the ability necessarily to kind of fund my way through school. So by participating in the Miss America organization, I've paid for all of my tuition thus far and will be able to continue to complete my degree debt-free once my year as Miss New York and hopefully Miss America is up.
Amazing. Well, you know what, everyone? It's 11-11 on the East Coast, so make a wish, New York, because it is 11-11. This is one of my things here. But now, tell us about you. Let's go back to Mallory as a little girl. Did you ever have like a dream that one day you would be Miss New York?
I dreamed that I would be Miss America. I wasn't really sure how I would get to that point. I grew up in a small town in Alabama called Opelika, and I competed in the Miss Alabama organization for a while. So I dreamed of being Miss America. I didn't know that it would be, you know, via Miss New York. But I, you know, certainly dreamt of it my entire life.
Now, how did you end up in New York? Because you had quite the journey. You know, when we watch your video on why you should be Miss America, you've got friends and family all over this wonderful America. How did you get to New York?
I got to New York, you know, I started going to school at Auburn University when I was 18, and I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. So a year after attending Auburn, I said to my parents, I was like, you know, I really just kind of want to figure out what life's all about before I continue going to school for something that I'm not even sure I want to do. So I picked up and I was supposed to move to New York for a semester, and here I am a little over 4 years later. So wow. I loved it here, and I'd always wanted to kind of move here, and I just felt like that was the perfect opportunity.
Now, you came to New York literally with $1,000 in your pocket, and you said it's crazy. I agree. What motivated you to come to New York with $1,000 and become successful?
Well, I think a little bit of it was me being naive. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and I don't think my parents really did either. And I kind of just knew that I had a couple of weeks to figure it out, or else I was going to be on a one-way plane right back home. So, I was motivated by the amount of money in my pocket to really hit the ground running and find a job in the first couple of days and, you know, find a place to live. And from then on, I'm not going to say it hasn't been an easy journey always. And, of course, I'm still young and I'm still figuring it out, but it's definitely been the most rewarding journey that I could ever have imagined having as a young woman.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of young women, you know, there's a lot of listeners listening tonight all over the United States and also all over the globe. So what is some advice that you have for young girls right now who are striving for something? Maybe it's not the title of Miss America, but they're striving for something in their life that's their title. What do you say to them to continue the journey? Give them some inspiration.
Perseverance will absolutely pay off. A lot of people don't realize, as I competed as a teen in Alabama, the first year I was there, I was third runner-up. Then I went back and I was first runner-up. Then I went back and I was second runner-up. Then I competed in the Miss Alabama pageant and I didn't get anything. I was not sure I won non-finalist talent. And then I moved to New York and I was first runner-up twice before I won the actual Miss New York pageant. So perseverance definitely will pay off. And you just have to keep trying. You have to keep coming back and understanding what it is about you that maybe you should tweak or change, or understanding more of yourself to kind of let that shine through.
Absolutely. Now, you know, rejection is a big thing in this community, let's say. And actually in the world, rejection is a big thing. We often get rejected. And how did it feel to, you know, you're working so hard to get this title and then you get rejected? How do you feel at that moment of rejection?
Oh man, it's terrible. There's actually the first year that I was first runner up, it was my first year in the Miss New York pageant. So, I mean, you know, obviously I really wanted to win, but I also had no idea what I was getting myself into. And so the girl who won and I became really good friends. And then last year, as I was first runner up, there's a hilarious photo of my face that's just kind of like, man. I truly believe that everything happens in due time. So rejection is the opportunity for you to kind of take a look within and kind of figure out, like I said, what it is maybe that you need to change or tweak, or, you know, come to a new realization, or just, again, you know, maybe it's just not the time for you in your life. Everything happens in due time.
Absolutely. You know, I always say where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. So everything we've been through has brought us to where we are now. Now, earlier we spoke about talent, and I love that portion of Miss America, which airs January 12th, everyone. I hope you tune in. Tweet us at Max Tucci. And of course, you can tweet Mallory. Her Twitter is at Miss, M-I-S-S, Miss New York, M-A-O. So tweet her, tweet me, hashtag Max and Friends. If you have any questions, we want to hear from you. If you want to call in, the number here to the studio is 323-203-0815. Now, talent I love, I was just saying. Mallory, what is your talent that you're going to perform during Miss America?
Well, I am tap dancing to a little James Brown. Get up off of that thing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I grew up dancing. My mom owns a dance studio, and my grandmother used to own a dance studio in Memphis, Tennessee, kind of where our family originated. So I come from a long line of dancers and dance teachers, and I've been doing it a long time, and I'm really excited to potentially, hopefully, I better do it on television.
you will do it. You know, I think it's a lot of fun. Now, you're all here with all of these girls in this big stage. You're all running around. What do you tell yourself to, like, not fumble? Like, how do you stay focused?
It's easiest for me to stay focused because you know, I'm really proud of the young woman that I am, and I'm really proud of what I bring to the table as a potential Miss America, and I'm really proud of kind of how far I've come. And so I stay focused on those things and, mm-hmm. and only the things that I can control, and that kind of helps me keep me grounded through pageant week. I always end up having a lot of fun. You know, everyone that's there is, I mean, all 52 other contestants are incredible young women, and it'll probably be the only time that we're all together ever again. And so what a wonderful opportunity to get to meet other girls who are achieving just as much in life as you are. And I just stay focused on that. I stay focused on what I bring to the table and you know, and what I'm doing, because that's all I can do.
Absolutely. Now, with all that dancing and tap dancing, I'm sure you stay in shape that way. Are there other ways you get into shape? Because I love to dance, and I'm missing right now because everyone's here. They're actually playing New York by Alicia Keys here at Round Hill Club, and everyone's on the dance floor. And I know that dancing gets me into shape, but you got a good figure, Miss Thing. How do you get that figure?
I have a vast team of help. I have a wonderful trainer who created my workout program. Her name is Sohee Lee. She's phenomenal. She's on Twitter if you want to find her and kind of ask her some questions. She also writes a wonderful blog. In addition, I have a nutrition coach, I guess you could call him. He doesn't like to be called a nutritionist. His name is Richard Callens. He actually started the fitness app called Fitocracy, which is a wonderful online community if you need some help or encouragement in working out. And then to help me kind of execute everything is an awesome guy. His name is Mark Fisher. He owns Mark Fisher Fitness here in New York City. And in addition to that, I have several memberships. Most notable is to New York Health and Racket. So I'm daily in the gym or taking Bikram yoga or SoulCycle or something to kind of keep it varied, but also kind of keep it fun.
Absolutely. That's it takes a village, does it not?
It takes a village of fitness specialists, because I sure do like to eat.
It's so true that, you know, it does take a village to get us into shape. And with the new year coming around, I know it's so many new year resolutions for people. Like, we want to get back into shape. I know it's one thing that I want to do for sure. But, you know, it gets a little bit discouraging. How do you keep motivated?
You know, I keep motivated in understanding that I'm human. You know, some days you fall off the bandwagon. You want to have a thing of French fries. You want to, you know, want an ice cream cone or some Pinkberry, for goodness sake. But I stay motivated knowing that tomorrow's a new day. And yes, I may have had, you know, like I said, I may have some French fries today or whatever it is. But, you know, tomorrow I have the opportunity to get back on the horse. Or the next meal I have the opportunity to get back on the horse. And
Right. Business
can be a lot of fun if you keep it mixed up. So I try to do that as well, because otherwise I get really bored with what's going on in the gym.
Well, you know what? You just sound so adorable and have such a great personality. Why should America love you?
Oh, thanks. You know, I think that all of us are going to bring something phenomenal to the table as Miss America contestants. And we're all working towards an incredible goal, and we're all doing wonderful things in our states and in our communities. I think that I just bring a relatability that sometimes gets lost when competing in the pageant world. I took the road less traveled, and I work a full-time job while I do this in a restaurant as a waitress. You know, I'm not really afraid to get in the trenches, and obviously I have a lot of determination. So I think that I have a lot of qualities that kind of set me apart from the other 52 contestants, and I really hope to show the judges that on January 12th.
Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about that road less traveled in your life.
Well, I just think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, society kind of dictates what we're supposed to do after high school, right? You're supposed to go straight to 4-year college and get a degree and then decide what you want to do with your career. And then you get a job and you possibly find that person that you want to marry, and you get married and you start a family, and you just kind of, there's that circle that works for a whole lot of people. But I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I figured, well, why not kind of figure out what life is about first before I dive into that realm of school. So by moving to New York, I was giving myself an opportunity to live and to learn and to gain some street smarts and just kind of figure out where life was going to take me before I hopped into an education that I wasn't sure I wanted. And now, with my college being paid for through the Miss America organization, I enjoy class so much more. You know, I really want to be there. I want to learn. And I know that I have a goal and an ambition in mind. Not to say that people who go straight to school don't. I just feel like a lot of us really don't know what we want to do when we graduate. And it's okay to take that time to kind of figure it out.
Absolutely. Now, with that burden that you don't have on your shoulders with your tuition being paid, let's say, what do you feel on education in America? Do you think colleges should be free or education should be free for students?
Well, I mean, I think we have to understand that, you know, colleges, many of them are private institutions, not all, but many of them are private institutions. And, you know, I don't think tuition should be free. I mean, higher education comes at a price. You're learning from people who have been in their field or their industry for many years, or, you know, who have gone through the education system themselves. So I definitely think that, you know, we need to find a way to make college more affordable for all Americans, but free, I don't think that's necessarily the answer.
I love it. You know, I tried to throw your curveball. I was acting like one of the judges in that front row. And I just love how you took that question. And you just owned it, and you made it so realistic.
It's probably one that I'll get. So I,
you know, I'm getting you ready. But you know, I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. So my vote for you right away is Miss New York for Miss America. How can America get involved to make you the People's Choice Award? Let's say.
Oh my gosh! Well, America can get involved right now from every internet accessible device that they have. You can go to MissAmerica.org, and there's a little pop-up that'll come up, and you have the opportunity to watch all of the girls' videos. You know, we all had a three-minute limit. We could do whatever we wanted, and the question was, why should you be Miss America? And I really feel like I answered the question, and I allowed America to answer the question, and so I hope that all of you out there listening will take a moment today or tomorrow to go online and vote for me, because America's Choice would be a wonderful accomplishment.
Now, speaking of America's Choice, when does that contest end?
I'm sorry?
When does that contest for Miss America, for the America's Choice end, the online voting?
Oh, I think voting ends January 10th. At midnight, so just two days before the live telecast. So really want to push that voting so that by January 10th, I'm locked into the top 15.
Now, everyone goes to where? Tell them again where to go to.
MissAmerica.org. So MissAmerica.org.
People, go to MissAmerica.org. You're going to love Mallory's video. I saw it. I voted. I did my voting. And about Mallory's video is, I'm not going to tell you, y'all got to go and look for yourself, but it's very put together. It's put together very well, let's say, because it brings America involved. And I love America. And I love that we have my home state, my home city, New York, in the house tonight. Miss New York is joining us here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're going to play a quick song. And when we're back, Miss New York is with us, who I think is going to be Miss America come January 12th. Everyone, go to MissAmerica.org, vote for Miss New York. Stay here on Max and Friends, because we're going to play Miss America by Capital Ghost. And when we're back, Mallory is still with us. Stay tuned.
Nobody turns. cross your finger. You miss America.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Capital Ghost, Miss America. But what is everyone listening to, Ronan?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm glad you're all here. We've got Mallory here tonight. We've got an echo, I know, in my headset. So, Ronan, what can we do about my echo? I know none of those sells it, but it's in my mind, and it drives me crazy because I'm in Jamaica, and you know what's going on here. Everything is a little bit slower, so my echo is catching up. But, Ron, are we good with sound? It's just a natural thing when you're doing a live show. All right. So here we go, everyone. Mallory's back with us. Mallory, I know you're going to hear a little echo, but it'll go away in a moment. But my question to you is, you know, living in New York, it's not easy to get around. How do you get around in New York, like, to make your appointments on time and to do your fitness routines? How do you get around?
It's not always easy, to be quite honest. Most days I take the subway, which can be quite challenging. It means that, you know, in the morning I have to, you know, pack a huge duffel bag, and that has to take me through the whole day, even if I have an appearance, and I've got to bring my crown and different shoes. But luckily, I just signed on a new sponsor for the Miss New York organization, which is really great. It's a company called Carpingo. They're a car share company, which means they're very similar to Zipcar, but much cheaper. And so they give me the ability to kind of pick up a car if I really, really need one for the day or if I need to make a trip upstate. So that's been a wonderful new partnership that I've made, and I'm really excited about it.
So cool. And now I know Miss America, you know, all of you girls, y'all get together on that stage and you're all there for a reason. What really would you say is your platform or your reasoning for being Miss America?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize also that Miss America contestants do have a platform or an area of interest that they champion for throughout their year and hopefully, you know, throughout the rest of their lifetime. My platform is called Stop It Now, Child Sexual Abuse. And so I work with organizations here in New York City, like Child Abuse Prevention Program, Safe Horizon, Stop It Now. And I volunteer at the Jane Barker Child Advocacy Center here in Brooklyn, where I live. And it's just my goal as Miss America to bring nationwide awareness to the issue of child sexual abuse and work with people like Erin Marin, who are trying to pass federal law for child sexual abuse education to be mandatory in all public schools.
Absolutely. Well, I give you a lot of credit for doing that because it's something that needs to stop. It's something that's vulgar and appalling that happens everywhere in the world. So thank you for being a voice onto children, because that in itself is just so admirable. And I salute you for that. So that's very cool. Now, coming up on January 12th. Absolutely. You've got this wonderful stage that could be yours with the crowning of Miss America. So what is like the whole contestant voting thing, and like where does it come into play during the pageant?
Well, each year the Miss America organization does a few things to kind of change things up and get the get America involved and kind of, you know, Miss America is actually the longest running reality television show. So it's kind of trying to do things each year to continue that feeling of reality television. So for the past couple of years, they've had America's Choice, which means that America has the ability to vote in a contestant to the top 15. And sometimes she already would have been in the top 15 anyway, but the girl with the most votes gets announced on television as America's Choice. And so, I mean, it's kind of that same feeling as being Miss Congeniality. It just means that, you know, or for me, it'll mean that I worked really hard via social media and public relations and marketing to get the Miss New York organization name out there and to really promote the Miss America organization by getting people to vote for me.
Very cool. And that you could all go to missamerica.org.com, right?
.org. You're right.
.org.
.org.
I'm so confused.
.org.
You know, I'm sitting here around here. I got to tell you, this has like been a hard time for me to sit here and watch everyone out there having a good time, but shows my commitment to my show. So I know you have your commitment to Miss America because you're here tonight with me. So I said, all my listeners were so excited too. They've been tweeting me all day saying, when is she coming on? They just love Miss New York. And everyone, you can see tonight why we love Miss New York and why we think here at Max and Friends in L.A., via Jamaica, that we think Miss New York should be Miss America, because Mallory's got that wonderful spirit that I think the Miss America pageant needs. We need someone like Mallory to go around our country and really be the advocate for children and to stop all this sexual abuse nonsense in the world. And not only that, but to just be the friendly face, the waitress that she said she is, that can have a big dream and dream bigger to be Miss America. And it's an inspirational story. Now, speaking of stories, what do you think your most memorable experience is leading up to this night that's going to be here January 12th for Miss America?
The most memorable experience as Miss New York?
Yeah.
Ah, man. I've had so many. And you know, the reason that I'm so involved in child sexual abuse is because many of the women in my family were sexually abused, most notably my mother, who's given me the permission to share her story as a part of my public outreach. And the first time that I volunteered at the Jane Barker Child Advocacy Center here in Brooklyn, as I was talking about before, you know, I was just kind of going through a hard time as Miss New York at that time, and I kind of was trying to figure out what my direction was going to be and how was I going to really make an impact and make a change. And so the first time that I volunteered at the Advocacy Center, I walked in and I began holding this little girl whose mother was, you know, not there at the time, and she was too young to speak. She was like probably eight, nine months old. And I learned after a couple of hours of holding her, she was kind of attached to me, that her name was Mandy, which is my mother's name. So it was definitely that moment as Miss New York where I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like you said, everything happens at the right time. We are where we're supposed to be. And so that was definitely the most memorable moment. And it let me know that I was where I was supposed to be at that time.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And here you are right on Max and Friends, exactly where you're supposed to be, telling America why we think you should be Miss America. So again, everyone, you can go follow Mallory on Twitter at Miss New York, M-A-O. Go to missamerica.org, vote New York, or whatever state of mind you're in at the time. But I hope it's the state of mind of New York, because the city's so great they had to name it twice. That's why it's New York, New York. But Miss New York, who I think is going to be Miss America, I just salute you. Keep doing what you're doing. Be inspired to do what you're doing. Are there any final words you want to let our listeners know why they should vote for you at missamerica.org?
Vote for me because I am going to be the best Miss America America's ever seen.
That's the truth. And you know what's fun? Because that's all part of the Trump organization, Miss America. So
No, actually, Donald Trump owns the Miss USA and Miss Universe organization, which
oh,
just
you
took
see?
Place. So Miss America is something that's completely
corrected.
Different.
Well,
sorry?
I'm glad you said – no, listen, correct me when I need to be corrected because, you know
–
that's why I'm here, because I always thought it was part of the Donald Trump organization. But I'm glad we know now it's not, because we gotta when we know better, we do better. So tell us actually a little bit about the Miss America organization.
Well, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people don't realize Miss America is scholarship based. It's actually the largest provider of scholarships to young women across the world. So last year, Miss America made available over $45 million in cash and in-kind scholarships.
Wow.
It's really incredible. I have so many friends in the organization who have paid their way entirely through school via Miss America scholarships. And in addition, you know, we're all women who are out there trying to make a difference with a cause that's very important to us. And I always say that the Miss America organization is the organization for the well-rounded girl. So it really challenges you to kind of, you know, be well-rounded. The Miss America crown has 4 points, and they stand for service, style, scholarship, and success. So it's very important to all of us to maintain those 4 points and to be really women of integrity. And I definitely think that every person that I've come in contact with through the Miss America organization upholds those 4 points.
Wonderful. Wonderfully said. Go you, Miss New York. Well, everyone, we're going to wrap this up here because I got to give you all some New Year's songs to play and some fun stuff here on Max and Friends, because this is going to be my last show of 2012, and I'm getting ready and super psyched for 2013. So the only way we can do it is to have my home state. I'm feeling New York in my heart tonight. Miss New York joining us on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Miss New York 2012. Mallory, hit her up on Twitter at Miss New York MAO, and absolutely go to Miss New York, MissAmerica.org, and vote for Miss New York. Mallory, I thank you for being here. You know, I say the first time you're a friend, the second time you're family. So I hope when you become Miss America, you can give Max and Friends some time to come back and say hi to everyone.
Absolutely. You're first on my list.
All right, my friend. Well, best of luck. Fantastic wishes
you.
For you. Dream bigger. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, come back anytime you want and let us know what you're up to.
All right. Thanks so much. I was glad to be here. You have a great night and happy new year.
Thank you. You too, my darling. Be well.
Bye.
Well, everyone, that is Mallory, Miss New York. You got to hit her up on Twitter at Miss New York MAO. I got to say thank you to Matthew because he really made this possible tonight to have her here. So kudos to you. And everyone, you know, I want to play a little song for you because it's getting that time where the New Year's is coming around the mountain and we just have all these things from the past that we hold on to, don't we? I'm getting a little tired of the past because I believe that right now at this exact moment is exactly where we are supposed to be. So, you know, our past is what it was and our future is something that we don't know, but this exact moment is what we own. It's who we are at this moment. You know, who are we? Who are you? Who do you want to be? And, you know, I just say that to you because I believe that we have the power and the ability to do so many wonderful things. We've got to speak them. Like Rolanda Watson and I say, words are so important. You know, we can build people up with words or we could tear them down. But 2013, I think is going to be a year of purity. We got to have this pure thinking, this pure mind, this pure being to go into a wonderful new year where we can have abundance and where we can have greatness. I think the one thing missing in our receiving abundance and greatness is our purity. You know, we're so quick to judge people and talk about people and just, you know, not be so nice to people. And I think in that, what happens is we miss our mark. We miss our point where we could say, you know what, why aren't I living an abundant life? Well, if you stop talking about people and stop having all these negative thoughts and start getting some more purity into your being, I think that's the golden key right there for the trinity of abundant success, which is purity. So start getting pure, people. It's the right thing to do in the age of Aquarius and a new year coming around, 2013. I'm just excited for this year coming up. I know Max and Friends is going to be on a wonderful journey this year. I've seen so many wonderful, wonderful emails from guests that are going to be on the show. So definitely stay tuned because we're going to serve it to you on Max and Friends. We just, we love being here. And when I say we, I mean all of my co-hosts. Go to Max and Friends. You can go to my page on latalkradio.com/max.php. We've got 5 years of archives in there. You could have a good time tuning in, listening to all those different shows that we gave you over the years. And you could see how when I went from my first show to where I am today, what a difference it's been. I just love radio and I love being here on LA Talk Radio. Speaking of LA Talk Radio, you can get our app for free. It's the LA Talk Radio app. So I do suggest you go get it. It's one of the best things out there. It's free. And like I like to say, if you get the LA Talk Radio app, you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because Max and Friends is live. And I thank you for downloading that. Speaking of Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio app, I hope you get the Max Tucci app thanks to Apps Bar. They really hooked us up and designed a beautiful app for me. But you know what I say unto you right now? Let all the acquaintance be forgot, everyone. Let all the bad thoughts of the year just be forgot. And let's play a little song with that, Ronan, to inspire people to let things go and be in the present moment and in this moment of now where we have perfection. Hit it, Ronan. We'll be right back. everyone. This is your host, Max Tucci, and that was a song for you. It's come to that part of the show where I've got to say goodnight to you all. I'm just living it up in Jamaica right now with my dear friend Vanessa Noel, and I've got to thank her for opening up her lovely home here at Round Hill to me. And just, it's wonderful to be here and just relax and know that where I am at this moment is exactly where I'm supposed to be. So, my listeners, I love you all. I'm going to wish you a wonderful, blessed, happy, pure, abundant, great 2013. May it be one filled with health, wealth, love, joy. And as they say, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, it's a place of love. And that's where we need to be in 2013, everyone. We need to love more and hate less. So if you all agree with me, hit me up on Twitter at Max Tucci and let me know your stories of 2013, how you love one another. I want to hear them. And I want you to be my guest. I want to have more interactions with my listeners. You know, we all have stories, and I think that each of your stories could set my listeners free. So come and join us. Send me an email, max@maxtucci.com. Send me an email there and give me your story and why you think your story is an inspiration and why I should have you on the show, Max and Friends, so you can inspire my listeners, our listeners. We're all Max and Friends. That's why the show is Max and Friends, because you're all my friends. So I got to thank Ronan, because 2012, man, we did so many shows, and Ronan's been a real trooper and here with me every Sunday night, getting all the music together, getting all the guests on the air, and just making things happen. So Ronan, I salute you, and I say thank you so much for being such a big part of Max and Friends. You know, I believe in gratitude. It's one of the wonderful things we have. Always say thank you, people. Thank you are two good words together, thank and you. So I thank you all for listening. Thank you, Ronan, for being here. Thank you, Sam, for having LA Talk Radio. And thank you to my listeners. I love you all. Really, you have no idea. You know, I'm here every night, and I do this for you because you're always so faithful to me, so I'm faithful to you. Keep hitting me up on Twitter, at Max Tucci. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful New Year's Eve. Please do not drink and drive. I want to see you all in 2013. You know, it's something that's just a stupid thing to do. You know, drinking and driving is a little bit crazy, and it's just not right. Why drink and drive when you can smoke and fly? I'm kidding. I know I'm going to get emails for that. But no, in reality, don't drink and drive. If you feel like you need to drink, then stay at your friend's house. You know, make some whoopee on New Year's Eve. Just wrap it up and be safe, because we don't want you to not, you know what I'm saying. It's cause I'm tired, people. Let's just keep it real. My inspiration to you all is getting into the gutter now, so I got to go. But before I go, I love you all. And thank you, Tamara, for being a wonderful co-host when I needed you. And also all of my co-hosts, the wonderful list at Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. On that note, everyone, I'm going to leave you with a wonderful song from U2, which is like the number one New Year song ever. So before I play that for you, have a wonderful New Year's Eve. Be safe, be happy, love one another, people, and just take life to the max. And I'll be here next Sunday. You know who's going to be here with me? Maria Papa Petros. And we're going to give you a psychic review. Not a psychic, a psychic insight to 2013. Maria is really good at doing that. If you go to the back shows here, you'll see the things she's predicted. And one of them was predicting Obama would be president again, and the other was the tsunami. Maria's legit, and she's going to be here next Sunday giving us insight for 2013. On that note, CBS News is coming up next, and Max and Friends will be here next Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. I love you all for listening. Have a wonderful night. This is Max Tucci, your host of Max and Friends. And now, a little bit of you too. Good night, everyone.